Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Wisdom of Psychopaths, by psychologist Kevin Dutton, explores a provocative idea. Some of the traits associated with psychopathy can, in certain contexts, look a lot like the ingredients of success. Rather than treating psychopathy only as a criminal label, Dutton examines it as a personality profile made up of measurable characteristics such as fearlessness, charm, focus under pressure, and emotional detachment. He draws on research psychology, real-world case studies, and interviews across extreme professions to ask why similar behavioral tools can lead one person toward harm and another toward high performance. The book moves between the worlds of saints, surgeons, spies, and serial killers to compare how traits are expressed and regulated. A major theme is that psychopathy is not an on-off switch, but a spectrum, and environment, values, and self-control determine outcomes. The result is an accessible, debate-sparking look at personality, ethics, and ambition. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, psychopathy as a spectrum, rather than a monster label. A core contribution of the book is reframing psychopathy as a cluster of traits distributed across the population, not a rare category reserved only for violent offenders. Dutton leans on mainstream psychological thinking that many relevant features exist on continua, including empathy, impulsivity, fear response, and social dominance. This approach helps explain why the same profile can look radically different depending on intensity and context. Mild to moderate levels of certain traits may be adaptive in competitive environments, while high levels paired with poor inhibition or antisocial values can become destructive. The spectrum view also encourages readers to separate personality from morality. A person can be calm, persuasive, and risk-tolerant without being cruel, and someone can be emotionally warm while still behaving unethically under pressure. By emphasizing measurement and nuance, the book invites readers to ask better questions. Which traits are actually predictive of harm, which are predictive of performance, and which are simply misunderstood. This framework makes later comparisons between saints, professionals, and criminals more coherent because it focuses on underlying mechanisms rather than sensational categories. Secondly, the successful psychopath and high-pressure careers, Dutton explores why certain professions seem to reward traits commonly associated with psychopathy, especially roles that demand decisive action under uncertainty. In settings like emergency medicine, high-stakes business, law enforcement, intelligence work, and military operations, being less reactive to stress can be an advantage. Fearlessness and emotional detachment can support rapid triage decisions, negotiation, and the ability to function during crisis. The book examines how charm and social boldness can open doors and help leaders influence others, sometimes for constructive ends and sometimes for purely self-serving goals. Another element is attention control. Narrow focus can improve performance when distractions, doubt, and overthinking would slow action. Yet the book also stresses the trade-offs. The same detachment that helps someone stay calm can undermine teamwork, compassion, or long-term trust. Similarly, risk tolerance can drive innovation or reckless harm. This topic frames success not as proof that harmful traits are good, but as evidence that environments select for certain psychological tools. The reader is pushed to consider how organizations can channel those tools responsibly through ethics, accountability, and selection. Thirdly, empathy, conscience, and the mechanics of moral restraint. A recurring question is how empathy and conscience operate when someone shows psychopathic tendencies. Dutton distinguishes emotional resonance from cognitive understanding. A person may be able to read others accurately and predict reactions while not feeling much emotional concern. That split matters because it explains how manipulation can coexist with social intelligence. The book uses this lens to examine why some individuals with psychopathic traits avoid criminality. Moral restraint can come from learned rules, reputation management, long-term incentives, or internalized values that do not depend on strong emotional empathy. This also helps explain why the saintly examples in the book can appear psychologically paradoxical. Intense commitment to a mission or cause can coexist with personal detachment, leading to extreme altruism rather than cruelty. The broader point is that pro-social behavior is not powered by a single engine. People do good for many reasons, including care, duty, identity, and principle. By unpacking these mechanisms, the book encourages readers to think beyond simple good person versus bad person narratives. It also raises practical issues for workplaces and relationships. Charm is not character, and reliability is often better predicted by consistency, accountability, and long-term reciprocity than by charisma. Fourthly, risk, fear, and decision-making. Under uncertainty, Dutton highlights how differences in fear response shape behavior, opportunity-seeking, and resilience. A reduced sensitivity to threat can make a person more willing to take bold steps, challenge authority, or move quickly when others freeze. In competitive environments, that can translate into negotiation strength, entrepreneurial action, and leadership presence. The book connects these patterns to psychological research on arousal, stress, and performance, suggesting that some people are neurologically and temperamentally better suited to stay composed when the stakes are high. But the same low fear profile can dull learning from punishment and increase the likelihood of reckless choices. Without feedback sensitivity, individuals may repeat mistakes, ignore warning signs, or escalate conflicts. This topic also explores the difference between calculated risk and impulsive risk. Strategic risk is informed, timed, and bounded. Impulsive risk is driven by sensation-seeking and short-term reward. The book invites readers to audit their own decision habits. When does fear protect you from needless damage, and when does it prevent growth? It suggests that the healthiest aim is not fearlessness, but flexible fear management, using planning, rehearsal, and perspective taking to choose risk deliberately rather than reactively. Lastly, borrowing the edge without borrowing the damage. One of the most practical themes is how readers can adopt select high-performance behaviors linked to psychopathic traits while avoiding the interpersonal and ethical costs. Dutton presents the idea that confidence, calmness, and persuasive communication are skills that can be trained, not fixed, moral indicators. The book encourages separating the tool from the intent. For example, emotional regulation can be used to support a patient, a team, or a difficult family conversation, rather than to dominate or deceive. Similarly, mental toughness can help someone persist through setbacks while still remaining honest and compassionate. This topic also foregrounds guardrails. If you cultivate boldness, you also need systems for feedback, reality checking, and accountability. If you strengthen influence skills, you should practice transparency and commit to fair dealing so persuasion does not become manipulation. The book implicitly argues that many people fail not because they lack kindness, but because they lack assertiveness, boundary setting, and composure under scrutiny. By learning how extreme personalities operate, readers can better recognize red flags in others and better balance their own traits. The takeaway is a pragmatic blend: be decisive, but remain principled; be confident, but stay connected to consequences. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy psychology that connects lab findings to real-world behavior, especially anyone curious about leadership, decision-making, and the darker side of charisma. It is also valuable for professionals in high-pressure fields who want a clearer vocabulary for traits like fearlessness, composure, and influence, and for readers who want to understand why certain people thrive in competitive environments. The benefit is not learning to imitate a psychopath, but learning to separate performance traits from moral character. You can use the ideas to reflect on your own balance of empathy and assertiveness, to build better stress control, and to spot situations where charm may hide low accountability. Compared to many business success books that offer generic motivation, Dutton brings a distinctive comparative angle across saints, spies, and criminals, pushing readers to consider context, incentives, and ethics. Compared to clinical discussions of psychopathy that focus narrowly on pathology, this approach is broader and more accessible, while still grounded in psychological concepts. It is worth buying if you want a provocative, research-informed framework for understanding how certain extreme traits can be channeled toward excellence or toward harm, and how to choose the former. If you would like to support Kevin Dutton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.